Hello, welcome to the Artist v. Scientist podcast. Good to have you back with us. How you doing, Artist?
Doing pretty well, Scientist. How about you? What's the state of science?
Science is intact and good to go.
Nice.
We had the Thanksgiving holiday last week. Hope everyone had a good holiday break. Did you have a good break?
Yeah, still having a good break.
Really?
Loving it.
So a couple of weeks ago, there was a news story I came across. So let's detail this story.
All right.
We had a Mr. James Ronald Condren was accused of calling in 10 fake or hoax bomb threats to 10 schools in a span of 4 hours. Now, he also called in hoax threats to hospitals and to 411, to information. And so he was actually, they tracked him down and they brought him into court. Now, he was sitting in court, and at one point he leaps out of his chair and screams, "There's a bomb in the courthouse."
Consistency.
Right? There's a bomb.
I respect that.
He says, "There's a bomb in the courthouse. Everybody back away right now." And he cleared the courtroom with his bomb scare. So he was being tried for hoax bomb threats as a bomb hoaxer. And he shouts bomb threat in the court. He clears the court. Before that, he was saying that he was innocent. So it's a pretty crazy story. And
don't you feel that actually only adds power to the hoax bomb threat? That he's already being tried for these false bomb threats, 10 of them, and then he yells bomb threat and everybody clears.
Right, that's, yeah, that actually,
kind of ridiculous.
That actually helps the prosecution, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were saying it helps him.
Well, I'm saying it also, it helps the actual, convention of bomb threats. It shows, how seriously they're taken. This guy's already been, he's being tried right now for 10 fake bomb threats, and he yells bomb threat and is able to clear a courtroom.
Yeah, 10 plus, 10 just to schools. I think
okay.
I think it's actually 16 in total. Over 16 over a span of 2 months, but there was just 10 in a span of 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he had a pretty bad day. But we actually have Mr. Condren on the line. Okay, let's get him on the show. One sec. Mr. Condren, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, can we call you James?
Sure, James is fine. James Ronald Condren,
okay.
Any will do.
Now, listeners can call in and ask Mr. Condren questions at 1-888-278-4788. That's 1-888-ARTIST-V.
Well, who do I call you?
What's that?
What do I call you? What's your name?
I'm Scientist.
You're Scientist.
And I'm Artist.
And you're Artist.
Right.
Scientist and Artist.
It's this is the Artist v. Scientist podcast.
Just one name apiece.
What do you mean, one name apiece?
Like Artist, just Artist. Like Prince.
Well, I mean, if you want to get, formal, it's the Artist formerly known as Artist, but for brevity's sake, let's just go with that.
So I'm James, and you're Artist.
Well, James,
yeah.
James, your name's already been, your name's in the news, so
I don't know, it's kind of weird that I'm James, and you
would you rather be Mr.
Oh, you hoaxer?
Anonymous. Hoaxer?
Hoaxer?
No, I'm fine with James, it's just,
okay.
It really doesn't matter.
All right, are we good?
Yeah, Artist fine.
So,
got it.
So, James, I understand you're out on bail now.
This is true.
So,
yes.
So I guess before we get into the actual allegations, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm probably actually most known for my help with the mentally inmates.
I'm sorry.
Actually, won an award.
Your phone broke up there. Your work with what?
Yes, I was just saying I'm an award-winning advocate for mentally ill inmates.
Inmates.
It's probably my most proudest moment.
You're an award-winning advocate?
Yes, exactly.
And so are you a lawyer?
No, it's strictly volunteer basis.
Now, So, okay. So are you, do you have a source of income? Or do you?
Well, currently I'm achieving, or I get disability.
So you're on disability leave.
Yes.
So what is the, if I could ask, what is your disability? Okay, well, you're currently on disability leave. Now I opened up the lines for listeners to call in and ask you questions. Are you all right with that?
That's fine.
So we actually have a caller already on the line, on
Okay.
line one. Caller, your question for Mr. Condren. Welcome to the show.
Really love your show.
Thanks.
First time caller.
All right, what's your question?
How can you claim that the bomb threat was a hoax when you did a bomb threat in court?
That's a good question, caller.
I'll listen to the answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. James, you're what do you say?
I was really under the impression that we were going to be discussing my award-winning advocacy work with mentally challenged.
Well, no,
Really rather not comment on other topics at this moment. It's a little, it just makes me feel a little
I
uncomfortable.
understand, but we did speak ahead of time that we were going to talk about the bomb threats.
Right.
Okay.
I've got a
All right.
question. Here's an angle. James, are you,
This is artist.
yeah, this is artist. By putting
Okay.
yourself in this situation now, legally, obviously, you're, facing jail time, I'm sure. Is this a way to get closer to your clients? Closer to the inmates you like to work with? You're going to be one of the inmates and, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's not put the cart before the horse. I mean, this trial is still ongoing. One of the main reasons
Well,
I
I
feel
mean,
so comfortable
you did.
discussing these things.
Well,
You did make a bomb threat during the trial, though, which I'm guessing will be admissible as evidence against you.
that was merely an arraignment, so I don't know how serious that actually is.
Well, no,
It's not like a trial,
James, hold on. The judge was. You cleared the judge from the courtroom. I definitely think that that's going to be a strike against you.
I don't know. It's just an arraignment.
Okay. But I think, I mean, I hope your lawyers have already maybe mentioned that that was probably not a good strategy to
Well, I'll be representing myself.
well, the article mentions a defense lawyer. Has your defense lawyer left?
No, he. I don't really require his services anymore. So,
Okay.
I mean, I've been in and out of the system long enough with, my advocacy work. I think I pretty much get the gist.
Have you considered an insanity defense?
Tactically speaking, that might work, but I don't think they'll buy it.
Well, James, I.
No.
I'm rather sound of thought than mind.
James, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of mental disability yourself? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
It
I can hear
sounded
you.
like you it 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 that we got cut off there.
Just now.
So, have you ever been diagnosed with some sort of mental disability or of any kind? Okay, James, it mentions in the first article I came across that you live with your brother. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you
Yes.
had mentioned that it was actually your brother who called in the bomb threats, but I don't understand how you can make that defense once you actually go ahead and make a bomb threat in court
You guys
yourself.
ask a lot of questions.
Well,
There's a lot of questions.
that's why we're having you on the show.
It is an interview.
Scientist questions. Did you know that helium is the most abundant element in the universe? Scientist.
I believe I've come across
Helium.
that. It might actually be
Helium.
hydrogen, I think.
Oh.
But helium is very abundant. We can agree on that.
Is it?
But what we had you on the show to ask you questions, James. You don't seem to be very. I'm just wondering why you would agree to be on the show if you're not going to answer any questions about the case. So why are you on this
Well,
show?
there's a lot to my life. I didn't assume that it would all involve said case
Right.
per se.
your award-winning advocacy, for example.
Correct, yes.
So why don't you...
My interest in scrapbooking and whatnot, and Michael McDonald and so on.
Your interest in scrapbooking, you said?
Yes.
So you were
like the scrapbook.
So what do you scrapbook?
Whatever, I go through these phases. Like last week I did one for elephants, all elephants in different positions,
right?
Different faces.
And
some of these pictures I find, you know, in articles, magazines, others. There's a local zoo, so I just go for it and do it.
Artist actually has some experience with scrapbooking. What do you think about scrapbooking, artist?
I think it's for, you know, middle-aged housewives who have nothing else to do after the Ellen show goes off. Oprah. There is Oprah, but after Oprah,
right.
What else would you do?
Yeah, what are you going to do with all those issues of Better Homes and Gardens?
Mm-hmm. Are you a middle-aged housewife by any chance?
No,
or
just
a fraudulent bomber.
No.
Fraudulent bomb hoax, bomb threat.
No.
Yeah, a bomb threat. Threatener.
Well, James.
A prankster.
You got to work with.
You're a scrapbooking prankster. And I think very soon you may be an inmate with mental disabilities.
You can advocate for yourself.
There you go. That's why he doesn't need a lawyer anymore.
There it is.
Self-advocation. How about that, Scrappy?
Mm.
Kind of a pussy, if you ask me. Why'd you even get this guy on the phone?
He was saying he was going to talk and answer questions.
Could you hold on for 1 second, please?
Sure.
1 second, please.
Sure.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Wow, is he clicking over during an interview?
I don't know. I have no idea. Why? I'm sorry. I talked to him, and he said, I asked him, I go, will you be able to discuss the allegations in regards to the bomb threat? And he said, yeah, I would. And now he... 1 second. We got another call coming in.
Oh, you got a caller? All right, let's take a caller while
1-888-278-4788. 1-888-ARTIST-V. Caller, you're on the line with Artist and Scientist. And in a second, James will be back. Hello, caller.
How are you, caller?
Caller.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
There is a bomb. Please stop what you're doing and get off the phone. There is a bomb.
Hold on. That's James. Is that you?
is he bomb threat?
I think he just
is doing a bomb threat to the show.
James. James. Hello. Oh, God. He hung up.
Be on the other line still?
I think that was definitely him, though, right? Hello? No, the other line is still live. He's still there.
Hello, yes.
Click back over.
I'm back now. Hello, I'm back.
James.
Sorry about that. I had to do something.
James, did you just call us with a bomb threat?
Artist, did you know that Salvador Dali was legally blind?
That's not true.
I find that interesting.
Is that...
You're an artist.
Is that true? I don't think that's true. I've never heard that before.
I want to know about the bomb.
Yeah.
Did you just bomb threat us?
Did you just call it a bomb threat?
I'm trying to change the subject.
James.
No.
James, that was clearly your voice. I could play it back later and listen. It's your voice. I
can assure you.
And where did you put a bomb?
Yeah.
Where would you put a bomb? I'm in a car.
And I'm in my apartment. I haven't left all weekend, James.
A lot of questions.
So would you have, like, flown from the bottom of the country after planting the bomb in my car to the top of the country to plant a bomb in his building?
Hello? Did he hang up?
I think he flushed the toilet. Are you taking a dump?
James, did you seriously just call it a bomb threat to our podcast?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I think he left the bomb threat in the toilet.
Nope.
Oh, this is... So, James, what do you see going forward? What are your prospects?
Would you mind holding on for one more second, please?
Sure. Sure thing, James.
Sorry about that. I'll be right back. I promise.
Artist.
This guy's a little funny.
I think he's going to call in again.
What do you mean? How are you going to handle it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to...
You should be really patronizing to him.
Should I ask him where the bomb is?
Yeah. Try and find out where the bomb is.
All right. So should we... When he comes back after the bomb threat, should we just cancel this? This is getting... I mean, this isn't...
In most cases, I would be intimidated and I would be a little creeped out, but he scrapbooks. How much of a threat could he be?
I think he's just a little bit mental. I don't think... I think he... Oh, hold on. Here it is.
Okay, go.
Caller on the Artist v. Scientist podcast, welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, sir. Do you have a threat of any kind to let us know about?
There is a bomb. Cease and desist what you are doing and hang up the phone. There is a bomb.
James, where is the bomb?
There's a bomb. There's a bomb in the box. There's a bomb.
So which one of us has the bomb, James? Because we're in two different
there
locations.
There is a bomb. The bomb.
What type of
is there?
What type
it
of
is
bomb?
There. The bomb is
what type
there.
Of bomb?
Is it a remote?
What's
stop.
The chemical makeup?
Is it a remote control bomb?
Stop what you are doing. There's a bomb.
James.
Just stop.
Where is the bomb? Which one of us has the bomb?
There will be just no more. Stop. There's a bomb. Goodbye.
He's gone.
I never thought a bomb threat could be so hilarious. I love it.
He just wants to end the interview.
He talks more like when he's on the bomb threat mode than when he does as a guest.
All right.
Whew. Okay. Sorry about that.
Back.
He's back. James.
Yes.
James, why do you keep doing that? You're not helping your case.
Excuse me?
James, you're not help. If you continue to call in fake bomb threats, you're not helping your case. In fact, you're hurting your case.
Is this a question?
No, this is not a question. What is that? Are you playing Michael?
Is that your ringtone?
Is that Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald?
I think, who's playing that?
Best singer-songwriter ever.
Who's playing that? Is that you, James?
Yeah, I'm gonna at this moment, guys, I just want to let you know I'm making a bong threat. There's a bong.
There's a bong?
Yeah.
Is it...
You shouldn't make light of such things.
You said bong, James. Bong is in what you smoke
oh.
marijuana out of.
Well, drugs are bad.
James.
Yes.
Do you feel like you can express yourself with these bomb threats? Is that why you do them? James, one second.
I don't know why you keep going back to bomb threats. Bomb threat this, bomb threat that.
James, can you turn off the Michael McDonald?
I'm an award-winning avid and scrap this.
James.
Ridiculous.
Can you turn off the Michael McDonald?
It's actually quite soothing.
I know, but it's kind of... It just sounds like noise on the podcast here.
Okay.
Thank you.
I apologize. I'll turn it down. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Can you hear it anymore?
No.
Because I need to hear it. Yes.
So, James, I guess my original question still stands. Have you ever been diagnosed with some sort of mental disorder or?
No diagnosis has ever been made. No.
Okay. Have you ever spoken to a doctor maybe about your issues?
I don't need a doctor.
Right.
Have you ever spoken to a doctor?
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of doctors. Sometimes talking to a doctor is good. If you got something on your chest, you let it out. It's good to talk to...
You must be crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm not crazy. I'm not the one calling in bomb threats to a podcast that was interviewing him about
bomb threats.
Huh?
Maybe there are no bomb threats. Maybe it's all in your mind.
No, James. I have it on record. We're recording this. You just called in a bomb threat.
I don't think artists are scrapbook.
And your scrapbook.
Don't push him any further.
I'm forgetting the bomb threat. I'm willing to let that go. He's a male scrapbooker. I don't believe I've ever met one.
James.
Nor did I want to.
Artist, ease up on the scrapbooking. All right?
Okay, sir. I will.
All right. So, James. Help us understand what's going on here.
I really don't understand. I'm just trying to live my life. These questions, very confusing.
Okay, well, you agreed to be on the show, so we're asking you questions about your life. And I think this is, right now at least, is a significant part of your life.
Okay. Did you hold on just one more time?
No, James. Don't step away. James, don't step away
just
from the phone.
Second.
Let's just continue.
I'll be right back.
No, James.
I'll be
one
right
second,
back,
James.
Promise.
James, don't
promise?
Don't go, James.
Okay.
1 second. Hello?
Oh, my God.
He went. Antonio, man, this guy is fucking nuts.
I'm not going to pick up. Should I just hang up on him and end this? I'm not going to pick up. He's going to call back with another threat.
I'm starting to kind of feel bad for the guy. He sounds very
No, I am too. He's clearly not all...
Might be.
All there. Here it is.
This may be the longest friendship he's ever held.
It's coming in now. Should I pick up?
Yeah, let's just... I don't know. Maybe we should even go with that. Like I said, I'm kind of feeling bad. I said bad things to him.
All right, 1 sec. Caller, you're on the Artist v. Scientist podcast.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
There is a bomb.
Oh, no.
My God.
There is a bomb.
Artist, did you hear him?
Merciful Christ. Where is the bomb?
What are we going to do?
Do you believe him? There is a bomb.
Should we be nervous?
You should be very nervous,
oh,
and you should
no.
stop and desist from any questions, hang up the phone, and leave now.
Oh,
there is a
wow.
bomb.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Oh, no.
Scientist, this is serious.
This is serious stuff here.
Yes, there's a bomb.
There is a bomb.
Oh,
did you hear him?
We gotta go.
There is a bomb.
Did you hear him?
Oh,
oh
my
no.
God.
Oh, caller.
There is a bomb.
Too.
Yes.
Caller, thank you for mm-hmm. letting us know mm-hmm. about the bomb.
You should take cover. There's a bomb.
We know. We heard you.
Yes.
Thank you for.
Are you
responsible? We don't care if you're responsible for the bomb. Thanks for calling and letting us know about the bomb, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a pleasant day.
Too, sir. Thank you.
There's a bomb.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's gone. And he hung up on the other line, too.
Those lines are dead. Well, I guess he got what he needed. He got the validation of our terror or our sympathy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Strange man.
I don't know. A weird, weird episode. Thank you.
I don't know. Let's sign off. This is the Artist v. Scientist podcast. Check us out at artistvscientist.blogspot.com or also at artistvscientist.com. Or you can check us out on iTunes. Send us an email at artistvscientist@gmail.com if you'd like to contact us. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later.
Sayonara.
All right, man. Bye. James, please turn it down.
How's that?
James, turn it off, please.
How is this?
No, that's the same.
How is this?
That's louder.
This?
That's perfect.
Just kidding. This?
James, you're not... You're ruining the interview.